I'm Brett Hayworth, and welcome to What's Your Frequency, our weekly show on Siouxland Public Media. The next hour will provide lots of information on numerous candidates, actually 14 of them, who are running for positions on the Sioux City Council and the Sioux City School Board. The November 4th election will see voters picking people to serve as mayors, for city councils, and for public school boards. In Sioux City, three Sioux City School Board members will be selected, and that will be explained in the show that follows this in about 30 minutes. For this What's the Frequency show, you will hear from the six Sioux City Council candidates. Those six people are Craig Berenstein, Rick Bertrand, Ike Rayford, Marty Potterbaum, John Dembesti, and Paul Koskovich. Last week, there was the 2025 version of the Candidate Forum, annually held by the Sioux City League of Women Voters, as was held at the Western Iowa Tech Community College. This show contains some of the notable things the candidates said concerning the issues and the reasons they believe they should join the council. You will periodically hear the voice of forum moderator Corey Cantrell in this show, including now as the candidates give their opening statements, beginning with Ike Rayford.
The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization. We do not endorse candidates or political parties. We do, however, work to educate ourselves and the public on issues affecting our citizens and the government. That is why we are committed to hosting candidate forums like this one. We thank our candidates for their willingness to run for public office. Three will be elected on Tuesday, November 4th, to serve on the Sioux City Council for a four-year term.
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone. I'm Ike Rayford, and it is a true honor to be here tonight with you all. And I want to personally thank the League of Women Voters, as well as WIT and the AV students for hosting this event. As someone who has called Sioux City home for 30 years, I've grown to love this community deeply. As a business owner and someone active in our local community and economy, I understand the importance of a city council that's responsive rather than reactive. I believe in being proactive about our challenge, learning to listen to our citizens, and working on solutions before issues become crisis. I also want to emphasize growth, growing our city in a way that benefits us all, creating opportunities, and fostering a Sioux City that's vibrant and very welcoming. But let me say this. My journey, like many of yours, has had its ups and downs. But with God's redemptive power, I've grown and changed. And I stand here today as someone committed to serving this city with a fresh perspective. Through God's grace, I've grown, and I'm ready to help our city do the same by being a leader who listens more than he speaks and leads with a forward-looking vision. So tonight, as we discuss our city's future, I want to share how we can foster a thriving Sioux City that values every voice, supports our local businesses, and embraces the spirit of community. Thank you all again, and I look forward to our conversation tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Potterbaum.
Thank you. And I'd like to reiterate what he said. I want to thank the League of Women Voters and Western Iowa Tech for putting on this. A little bit about me. I'm the 13th of 15 children, and 70 years ago, my family moved us to Sioux City. And I've been here ever since, other than when I was in the U.S. Army. I love Sioux City. Most of my adult life I've spent working for the citizens of Sioux City. Besides being an Army veteran, I'm also a retired police officer. I'm a four-time past president of the Sioux City Police Officers Association and a past president of the Iowa State Police Association. For the last 30 years, I've served on the board of the Municipal Fire and Police Retirement System of Iowa. That's a retirement system for all police officers and firefighters in this state. We're a $3.5 billion fund, and our main job is to make sure that the public safety officials will have good retirement when they're ready to go, and the insurance if something happens to them, God forbid, on the job. I decided to run for this spot because 25 years ago, I served on this council. And I found out that some of the things they're arguing about now are the same things we argued about 25 years ago. 25 years ago, when I was on this, I was the security director at Southern Hills Mall. And I found out how hard it was to juggle a full-time job and put enough time in for the council. I'm now retired. Retired, I like to say. And I've got the time dedicated. I want to serve the citizens of this city. And I want to remind everybody out there to remember, this is your government. It doesn't belong to us up here. It doesn't belong to the staff in City Hall. It is yours. And I want to be the person that you can call at any time and that I will listen to you and tell you who can answer your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Koskovich.
Hey, good evening. I'm Paul Koskovich. I'm an entrepreneur and developer here in town. I got a family of three kids and a partner, Kelsey. I'm excited to get started here with the other council members, whoever gets elected, along with the Mayor Bob and Julie. I've got a good plan in place here. I've got four targeted items that my campaign's set to focus on. And in addition to having items that I'm focused on, I have a plan to put those items in place so that we can get the city turned around quickly and not talk about it, but actually show action. This town has been in neutral for far too long. We are stagnant. We are not growing. Everyone wants growth, but nobody has a plan. I have a plan in place, and I'm ready to get going and put this process to get this city turned around.
Thank you. Mr. Denbesty.
Good evening. My name is John Denbesty. I'm a lifelong resident of Sioux City, a financial advisor, reserve law enforcement officer with Woodbury County Sheriff's Office, and most importantly, a husband and father raising my family here. You know, I believe Sioux City's best days are still ahead of us. You know, I decided to run for Sioux City Council because I wanted to bring a pro-growth mindset to City Hall. For years, I've worked through the Chamber of Commerce Government Relations Committee. The past 2 years, I've been the chair of that committee. So I've been really steeped in the issues that are affecting us and been an advocate for Sioux City on the state, federal, and local level. You know, that experience, combined with my financial background, my service in law enforcement, gives me the insight to help Sioux City grow responsibly and thrive for future generations. My priorities are clear. It all starts with growth. Sioux City's been stagnant, and that needs to change, and it will. I support local businesses, and I want to attract new development by making City Hall a partner and not a roadblock. Expand affordable housing by working with builders and encouraging them with smart incentives. Financial responsibility to protect taxpayers and ensure that every dollar is spent wisely with transparency and accountability. And strengthen public safety, including addressing the homelessness with both firmness and compassion to keep our community safe and welcoming. I'm running to represent everybody in Sioux City who calls Sioux City home with honesty, accountability, and a focus on our future. I'd be honored to earn your vote on November 4th. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bertrand.
Well, good evening. Thanks again to the League for this. My name is Rick Bertrand. I am natural born and raised in Kelly Park, right over the hill, my whole life. I'm married for 28 years, and I have three teenage kids. I graduated from Helin in the 80s, and I've done my complete professional career here in Sioux City. I am a commercial developer by trade. I build houses, townhomes, those type of things. And people ask me, why did I decide to jump back into this race or get involved in this race? And it's very, very clear. Like you, I'm very active in the community, and people are frustrated. And I think you're going to hear a lot of talk about frustration, but that is really why I got into this race. People are frustrated with three main issues that are out there. Number one is the property taxes, which is the out-of-control spending. It's the unfriendly business environment that we've created this last 5 or 6 years, not just with existing businesses, but businesses coming in, and we've pretty much ran out our developers, our builders. And the third issue is just plainly the condition of the city, with the panhandling, the homelessness, the graffiti, the nonsense that's running around these streets. Those are the three issues that I'm going to address. I'm going to come into this council with one attitude, which is to lead this council. We have an historic opportunity right now with three open seats. It hasn't happened in over 20 years. We're going to have a new opportunity for a new majority in this council to make those tough decisions. People know me. They know what they're going to get. At times, they may not like it. I have sharp elbows at times. But I will force the votes. I will call up the votes, and we will get this done. This council will lower property taxes. This council will create a business-friendly environment, and this council will deal with the condition of our city. And again, I just appreciate it for last night, and I look forward to the sprint to November.
Thank you. Mr. Berenstein.
Thank you, and good evening. My name is Craig Berenstein. As with the other candidates this evening, thanking the League of Women Voters, which does such important work in our community. I also want to thank the panelists and the opportunity to visit with them tonight, and also all of you for being here this evening. I think it shows the commitment that you have to this community and the concern that you've got for, in fact, some of the issues that Rick identified in terms of the change and the opportunity that we have to do so. I also want to, at this time, thank the other candidates, including the candidates that didn't make it through to this evening. This is a very difficult job to run for office, And for those to Paul's point, those that make it to the council, it's a very difficult job. The amount of time that's required, the commitments that is required, the time away from family and friends is very difficult. So I commend all of the candidates for their willingness and their effort not only to be here tonight, but to be running for city council. After 18 years away from local politics, where I previously had the opportunity to spend 4 years as mayor and 4 years as a member of the city council, I'm pleased to be seeking a seat tonight on the city council in this fall's election, and to share my vision, my plans for a stronger and a more vibrant Sioux City, and candidly a Siouxland community, because this is a tri-state region. I would focus on efficient and effective use of public funds, credible economic development goals and initiatives, improved health care and healthy city initiatives, which I think are critical in this time when we evaluate the acquisition by Unity Point of Mercy, beautification, quality of life, and safe community objectives. I believe I can help confidently and consistently guide Sioux City for many years to supportable and sustainable growth, prosperity, and improved quality of life. As I was during my first term from 2000 to the end of 2007, I'm steadfast in my commitment to and for this city, this community, and this region, and will appreciate your support not only tonight, but during the course of the campaign, and look forward to sharing my thoughts and perspective this evening. Thank you.
Back for more on this What's a Frequency episode, we are detailing the candidate forum by the League of Women Voters for the 6 Sioux City Council candidates. Those candidates are Craig Berenstein, Rick Bertrand, Paul Koskovich, Ike Rayford, John Denbesty, and Marty Potabom. A question was posed on homelessness in Sioux City.
Our homeless population, what support should we be giving them? What should we do to make sure that other people feel safe? So let's just start, Mr. Berenstein, let's start with you and come back down to Mr. Koskovich.
I think it's fair to say that during the course of discussions, there's probably not a more sensitive issue in our community than homelessness and the transient population. I think the perspectives run 180 degrees difference. And I think what's critical for leaders of not only the city council, but the leaders of this community, we need to find a solution that works for the entire community, that involves working with the social agencies, working with state and federal agencies, and working with the business owners that are both affected by the transient and the homelessness population, as well as those that are supportive of finding a solution and making sure that as we work together to find that solution, that we find a productive and positive resolution so that this community is able to address the issue, but most importantly, address the needs of the homeless population and the transient population.
Mr. Bertrand?
Well, again, it hits on, you know, the third thing I always talk about, which is kind of the condition of the city. And, you know, the homelessness, the first thing, this issue is going to be fixed by the people that are watching this sitting out here right now. You have to elect the people that have the will to fix it. Because right now we don't. It's just we're going to put Band-Aids, and I can tell you what the new council's not going to do. We're not going to put up new signs on the corners. We're not going to hang up coat racks. We're just not going to do that. But other communities can control their homelessness, but you also have to identify what the homeless community actually is. Is it local? Is it our people? Or is it people that are being enticed from other communities into this community? Are they people that just decide they don't want to have a home and they're homeless? Or do they have mental illness? And do we need to bring those people inside the fold and get them the help that they have that it's here? Also, you know what? I don't know if I agree with we open up institutions that takes God out of the rehabilitation portion of it. The Gospel Mission did a heck of a job during the 70s and 80s when we brought God into this and they became responsible and sober and had a plan to get out. You know, I never understood why we think in this community now that enabling is compassion. It's not. Elect the council that actually will deal with this problem, and we will.
Thank you. Mr. Denbesty.
Yeah, I think I mentioned in my opening remarks, I'm in favor of a firm and compassionate stance for the homelessness. I mean, I think everybody can agree that it is an issue from the people that I've talked to in the community. It's an issue with growth. You know, we've had businesses recently move out of downtown because of issues with homelessness. Their staff are scared to go to their cars. They're tired of stepping over people or kicking them out of their entrance of their business. And they've moved elsewhere, you know, whether that be over to Morningside or over the river to South Dakota. So I would be in favor of, you know, A, addressing the issue of, you know, the mental health. I think that's a huge portion of it. And, you know, trying to connect the people that want services to the services. But the second part of that would be I would be in favor of a no solicitation ban on any major intersection so that people can't be walking in the roadway trying to knock on the door window of your car to get a donation on a busy intersection like Wesley Parkway. It's just it's a massive safety issue, and I'm surprised we haven't had seen anybody killed yet.
And Mr. Koskovich.
The sympathy has to end. These people are disruptive to our business community, to our housing community, and it's got to stop. It's detrimental, it's an eyesore, and we have to put an end to it. This new council will work with the police department and the fire department. And speaking with the police department, they were thinking about a 90-day blitz of where we take these people and put them back, whether they're from South Sioux or North Sioux, or possibly at another meeting I was at, they suggested we put them on a bus and get them out of here. This community needs to fight this problem head on and get rid of it. It is detrimental to our community and is absolutely hurting us and bringing us down.
The next candidate to address the homelessness issue was Ike Rayford.
You know, I think it's important, first and foremost, that our unhoused, they are citizens, and we should care about our unhoused. You know, I've traveled this country, and I'm going to tell you, you know, when I look at homelessness in Philadelphia and I look at homelessness in Denver, Sioux City, you know, I don't know if we have the homelessness that equals to that amount. However, we do have some issues and some things that we need to take a look at. When it comes to that, you know, there are entities that have come up and they are doing a phenomenal job at tackling those problems, and the Warm and Shelter being one. And I think with some of the things that the city has tried to do with putting signs up, and this is dealing more with panhandling, I think if people would give to those entities or give to that entity, then maybe that's a way that we can take some of that money and use it from the budget to help in dealing with that homelessness and those things. And so we have to take a look at it, obviously, because we want to keep our streets safe, but I think there's ways we can tackle that.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Potterbaum.
Yeah, the homelessness is a problem that it really needs the cooperation of a lot of different agencies. There are a lot of social services agencies, nonprofits in this city that would love to help with the problem. I think the part of it is we have a staff down at City Hall that helps get those together, but I think they need to talk more to these agencies. As a veteran, one of the things that bothers me is how many of the homeless are veterans, and they just seem to be cast aside. And you know, if they can go fight for this country, we should make darn sure that they have a quality of life when they get back. So I think we need to look at it. I think the city's best spot is to be the focal point for getting everybody together to come up with a solution. Just throwing money at it might not be the solution. We've got grant writers at the city. A lot of these nonprofits don't have grant writers. It's not easy to write a grant. So I think we could help a lot of them do that. But I think it's going to take a cooperation of the city staff and some of these nonprofits to look at the problem and come up with a long-term plan, not just throw money at it.
Recent counts have shown the number of unhoused people in Sioux City is about 300. After the meeting, Sioux City Police Department spokesman Tom Gill told Siouxland Public Media News that he has heard of no police planning for what Koskovich described. Return for one more segment of this What's the Frequency episode as we're detailing the candidate forum by the League of Women Voters for the six Sioux City Council candidates. Those candidates are Craig Berenstein, Ike Rayford, Rick Bertrand, Marty Potterbaum, John Dembesti, and Paul Koskovich. The next topics were diversity hiring and the Human Rights Commission. First to answer the question was Ike Rayford.
Well, first of all, I think it's state law that we have a Human Rights Commission, and so I absolutely support us having the right staff. You know, as serving as a past president of the NAACP, I would get calls every week about some discrimination, harassment, wrongful termination, or whatever, and our first step was to send those calls to the Human Rights Commission. So I know the load that they have and the work that they have to do. And many times there would be calls, and so we absolutely have to do it, and we have to figure out how to do it. And again, looking at that budget, combing through it, and I'm thankful for this current council that found a way to do what they needed to do to support the Human Rights Commission.
Okay, Mr. Potterbaum.
Yes, I would definitely make sure it's fully staffed. I remember my last time on the council, we were turning a lot of them over to the state, complaints so that they could do the investigations because we didn't have the people or the time to do it. And that's a shame because if the complaint comes to the city of Sioux City, the city of Sioux City should handle it. So I would definitely make sure that it's fully staffed and that they're given all the tools they need to do their job.
And Mr. Koskovich.
Yeah, I mean, we got to meet the minimums that are required by the state. But at the end of the day, I mean, when we're looking at the budget, you know, we got to make hard choices. And there's opportunities to outsource. There's opportunities for the citizens to hire a private attorney. But at the end of the day, I mean, we got to look at the budget and lower the tax levy for everybody in the city.
Mr. Dembesti.
Yeah, I think I'm in favor of keeping it where it is right now. You know, I've learned in just this process the amount of things that the Human Rights Commission does, and it was kind of shocking on how much they actually do. So. Making sure they're fully supported as much as we can, but also, you know, taking into account that fiscal responsibility that we need to be responsible to taxpayers. You know, I would say it's a balancing act, but keeping it where it is right now, I would support that.
Well, I could pander and just say yes, but I think it's no different than any other department that's going to come in front of this new council. If there's a need and the community needs it, we will provide. If they don't, then we don't. It's just that simple. So I don't think we need to start carving out and start trying to isolate what committees get filled, where they are, and try to pigeonhole. Again, that just puts people against people. We're going to treat it like any other department. If there's a need and it needs to be filled, we'll fill it.
Thank you. Mr. Bernstein.
I think we need to certainly work with Karen and the Human Rights Commission and her board to adequately staff what their needs are. I'm comfortable to say that in the course of what I've described as my one-person exploratory committee as I was deciding to run earlier in the spring, I did have the chance to visit with Mike Collette, and Mike did share with me that he doesn't believe that the Human Rights Commission will be a budget issue in the coming budget cycle.
Okay, thank you. And Trayla Lee, if you would ask the last question from our panelists directed to Mr. Potterbaum.
Right, my question is centered around diversity. And what I'd like to know is how would you go about ensuring that we look at our city policies as it relates to hiring practices and ensuring that we start to reflect the diversity that represents our community?
You know, it's funny how diversity has become a dirty word, and I don't know why it ever had to get to that point. We're a diverse community. You look around, we've got all kinds of nationalities in this city. And I think that every citizen deserves the right to be heard, to be spoken to with respect and dignity, and to be offered the same things that every other citizen gets. I know there's new laws coming down from above that you can't use certain words, but it just bothers me that we have to try to eliminate some of our citizens. Here's another one. We can't be inclusive either, but we should include everybody. You know, in our decision making, the city needs to talk to everybody and listen to everybody. And I think that's something that we need to do. And it starts with us telling city staff to do that.
Thank you. And Mr. Rayford, same question, please.
Centered around diversity, the question. And so I would like to know, what would you do to ensure that our city policies, sure, hiring practices, and how we can have a better representation of the diversity within our community?
Absolutely. I just want to make sure I got it. You know, unfortunately, our federal government has put some restraints on things when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. However, we have to understand that diversity, inclusion, and equity shouldn't come from laws or those things, but it should come from within. It should be decent humanity and the things that we believe in ourselves. I believe that regardless of what the federal government says, we as a council, we as an entity, as a city, should want to be inclusive. You know, and understand what diversity really is. Diversity, in its simplest, you know, form means, you know, different. and we do, you know, our school system is a minority majority, you know, system. Our city is represented very well, and so we have to make sure that we understand that and make sure that our citizens and all of our citizens are heard, they're represented, and they understand that they have a place that they can come to and not be disenfranchised, but heard and listened to.
And now for some of our final nuggets from the Sioux City League of Women Voters candidate forum for the six Sioux City Council candidates, we hear the closing statements from Craig Berenstein and Paul Koskovich.
Thank you again for hosting us this evening, and again, thanks to the panelists and all of you for being here. Thank you to the candidates. Your effort and commitment, the hours, the homework, and the time away from your family, as Paul was noting, is commendable. We're all seeking a seat on the City Council, making us competitors, but the reality is that we are all seeking to play a role in making Sioux City a stronger and more vibrant community. For that, all of the candidates should be commended and recognized. In spite of any political anger and posturing you may hear from political candidates, for generations, Sioux City has been a wonderful community to raise a family, make a living, and enjoy a nice quality of life. But recently, we seem to have lost our focus and direction. However, with positive and strategically aggressive and a focused plan and vision, we can and we will do better. Let me leave you with two quick thoughts. In this time of divisive politics and community unrest and discord, I pledge to be a candidate that will bridge that discontent and remain open to candid dialogue, which will only help to promote growth, community, and I hope commonality. Finally, every candidate for public office believes in himself or herself that they can and they will make a difference, and they should. The question for each of you tonight is, who do you believe in? I hope you believe in me. Thank you for your time. It was a privilege to be here tonight.
I'm a developer and entrepreneur, and there's a negative connotation around here with the word developer. You know, some people think I'm trying to get on council here to line my pockets. I can assure you the time and effort that I'm going to put into this, that it's going to take away from my real life and my business endeavors, is going to cost me. But I want to do it because this city needs help. This city is in a bad, bad spot. We need to lower the taxes. We need to absolutely rebuild our economic development department. We need to streamline our permitting process so that when I go downtown, when you go downtown to get a permit, it's 3 days for a housing permit. It's not months for a commercial permit. And lastly, we need to take care of this homeless problem. My time is going to be spent on this, away from my family and away from my business that really makes me money, so I can help turn the city around.
Thanks for listening to this episode of What's Your Frequency, which airs weekly on Fridays at 10 a.m. and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Voters on November 4th will fill three Sioux City Council seats for which there are no incumbents running. The candidates are Ike Rayford, Rick Bertrand, Paul Koskovich, John Dembesti, and two former councilmen, Marty Potterbaum and Craig Berenstein, who you just heard from on many major issues. Next up is a recap of another candidate forum by the Sioux City League of Women Voters, with Alejandra Perez sharing that information with the eight people running for the three Sioux City School Board candidate positions. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Brett Hayworth.